I really, truly feel sorry for any young people who fall for this.
This is the problem, too. Like, a lot of people who hate Andrew Tate, they'll just see the headline. And
I'm obviously a Muslim. I'm Islamic. What most people don't understand about a lot of the Islamic world is that a lot of these things are outlawed, right?
So somebody sent me this clip of people at a Pride march shouting out, we're here, we're queer, and we're coming for your children.
They're telling the truth.
I even see both sides of politics. They're saying, why is Tucker Carlson interviewing a human trafficker?
This is America's most famous admiral.
You know, it's
I go, that's haram. And he looks back, he goes, how you know about haram? And then he...
Are you cautious about your diet?
I'm not as cautious about my diet as I should be.
Christians are starting to realize, especially conservative Christians, that Islam are... A lot of people envy the fact that...
Reading the book.
Get wet.
Can we... Sir, I'm sorry.
Was it something I said?
I don't think he's a human trafficker. I think he's probably done what would be considered haram. Let me introduce you to my faith. We have one God whose name's Allah. And his final messenger's Muhammad. Peace be upon him. This is our religion, Islam. This is the Deen Show.
When I was ready to talk about it, I would only talk to you.
And I was explaining how much respect I have for the faith of Islam.
Welcome to the Deen Show. The Deen Show.
Assalamu alaikum. Greetings of peace, everybody. My next guest is an independent news analyst. He brings a different and unique perspective to news reporting. He's back here on the Deen Show. You guys know him as Anomaly.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Thanks for having me.
Anomaly, my man. How you doing, brother? How you been?
Life is good. I was glad when you guys hit me up. It's funny. I was just thinking about you guys and that we should do another interview. And then I saw the email literally in the same week or two. So great timing.
That's what's destiny. You see, you were thinking it, we're thinking, and God made it happen, huh?
Amen.
Amen. How's everything with you? How you been since the last time we got together?
Everything's good. Just been trying to work, trying to have a little fun and take care of the fam. So life is good.
So bring us up to speed. You've been talking about a lot of different things. You bring a unique perspective to news reporting. Can you go ahead and bring us up? We got a few things here to talk about. GMO mosquitoes, the Lockheed Martin, Target almost going under, and the lab-grown meat, Andrew Tate being framed. You reported on that. There's a lot to talk about. Where do you want to start?
Yeah, I mean, either one of those, I guess what I would say is I'm noticing in politics, because that's the field that I dabble in, that I thought a lot of people were doing journalism, citizen journalism, but now you have a lot of partisan people, right? A lot of people that I think they made a name and made a brand questioning narratives, telling the truth. Now I feel like a lot of people this year, that's what I'm seeing. There's a lot of selling out and there's not a lot of honesty. So I always try to, no matter what the topic is, politician, I try to be as honest as possible and as fair, because I don't want to be compromised by a politician, because then I can't do my job. So we could start, maybe the mosquito thing is definitely an interesting story, if you want to start with that.
Yeah, GMO mosquitoes. Let's start with that.
So a couple of years ago, they released genetically modified mosquitoes in Florida and in Texas. And the reasoning, the company was backed by Bill Gates. I think their name is Oxteca, like OAXETCA or something, Oxteca. And their plan was basically to kill mosquitoes and lower the population by sending out, I think it was male mosquitoes that can't have kids. So just tricking mosquitoes into mating with fake mosquitoes to kill mosquitoes. That's what they said. Mm-hmm. They released them into the public. And I'm not saying this is the correlation. They've done fact checks, of course, on this. And I won't say things that I can't prove. I like to be honest. But malaria has popped up in Texas and Florida for the first time in a long time. And those are the two states that they released them in. I'm not saying it came from that, but I do find it interesting. And just, I don't know who voted for this stuff. This is the type of stuff when people fight over Trump and Biden and DeSantis and Biden, or DeSantis and Trump, these are the things that they're doing. And I don't think any politician has the power to stop them or cares. So that's why it's important for citizens to pay attention. And if they don't want that, voice your opinion about it.
Is this one of the things that in a free society, going by the Constitution, we have freedom of speech, but then you have also a lot of these social media platforms where you can get canceled, you can get in some trouble talking about certain things. That happened to me also when the whole thing was going down and people were locked in their houses and we were talking about certain things and certain videos were removed. Is this some of the you let me know which things we could talk about, which things we can't.
Yeah, I think pretty much anything goes as long as you try to be somewhat accurate. But you're right. No, I got videos taken down during that. And the funny thing is, once they get what they want, now you could talk about it, right? Now it's okay to talk about
it. Oh, now you could talk about it, huh?
Right. I remember when the things were going on, if you questioned masks at all, even if you did it in the most scientific
We're okay to talk about masks now?
I think you are because it's all gone, but I still try to be careful as far as what I say. Yeah. But even if you're careful, they're selective and unresponsive if they censor you inaccurately. They don't care. You know, it's kind of like a dictator where there's nowhere to talk to. There's no court to go to. They say this, you say this, and they win because they own YouTube. So
let's get into the next thing that kind of goes into that, and to get your reaction, because you also spoke about this. Give me one
second. Do you take care of your immune system in other ways? Do you take probiotics? Are you cautious about your diet?
I'm not as cautious about my diet as I should be. I'm a junk foodaholic, actually.
Well, that seems like a terrible thing for your health.
It is a terrible thing for my health, and something my wife is working on.
But that seems ridiculous for someone who works with health.
Yeah.
What's going on with you, man?
Sometimes, man, I just don't get it right.
How often?
What?
How often?
How often do I steal a bag of chips or something like that?
How often do you eat garbage?
Yeah, that does seem ridiculous for anybody who's really wanting to be more conscious of their health. The first thing you really got to get down to is your nutrition. This is very important. And it seems like when Joe Rogan was asking him about his nutrition, lifestyle, it was upside down. And this is one of the key figures for health, huh?
When they locked us down, the first common sense thing I thought was, if they could mandate a lockdown, they could mandate an exercise for the whole country to exercise together. And if they're not doing that, but they're taking away sports and gyms and athletic facilities, then how much can they really care about our health? And you see that with big pharma. Everything comes back to pills or vaccines, pills or vaccines. And on an equation, if there was a health chart, you know, medicine would be one part of that, right? Taking care of yourself with supplements or medicine or whatever you think is medicine, whether it's food. But then they act like the rest of the pie chart doesn't even exist. So someone like that get exposed and they says, do you take care of yourself? And he's like, no. And Joe's like, how? That's your whole thing. And he's like, well, yeah, well, because he's just basically a big pharma salesman, in my opinion. And that's an issue that both parties seem to not care about. And I feel like a lot of politics is like WWE theater to get people fighting, when sometimes the top of the pyramid is controlling both parties, the lobbyists and certain industries. So yeah, that was a great clip to really expose the experts in health. They don't even take care of themselves.
Yeah. What's this Lockheed Martin? You spoke about this and the rainbow colored alphabet movement that kind of got behind, and then, but this is an industry that is making weapons, or what is it?
Right. Yeah. Lockheed Martin is a weapons manufacturer, and they're one of the big, I would say, war lobbyists that lobby both parties. And I think it's in their interest to have wars and to make new weapons, because that's what they do. They put a rainbow flag and did some sort of, I guess, Pride March or something. You know, they sponsored their own rally and they had all the LGBT activists in the street with them. And it's just funny because years ago, it used to be the left wing that was against war and against Raytheon and Lockheed Martin and all these weapons contractors and lobbyists. But all you have to do is put a rainbow flag over it. And I guess if it's gay left wingers, they don't do activism anymore.
Mm-hmm. Are these the same? Is this the same company that was in places like Iraq and Afghanistan? And do you know anything about that? Was that
probably? Yeah. I think Lockheed Martin and Raytheon, when it comes to all the U.S. weapons that they're using and funding others with, whether it be rebel groups or, you know, their allies, I'm pretty sure it's them. You know, if we're at war, I'm sure Lockheed Martin is a part of it.
Yeah. Have you started training some martial arts, jiu-jitsu or anything? You've been hanging around with some of the UFC fighters?
Yeah, I've been, I hit the punching bag, but I haven't officially trained jiu-jitsu or anything. Yeah. I do kind of want to take at least boxing lessons, yeah. And I want to get in like a YouTube celebrity boxing match.
Well, you do? Yeah.
Try to punch somebody in the face, yeah, legally.
Yeah, so you interviewed a UFC fighter not too long ago, and you guys are talking about what's a big thing right now is the sexualization of the children. Can you talk about right. that?
Yeah, Holly Holm mentioned it after a fight she won, and she said, I don't think they should be sexualizing the children. And it caused huge controversy because they called it right wing and you must be this. And she said, hey, I'm just talking about sexualization of children in general. I think it's going too far. And, you know, they're using the LGBTQ, which is like a shield, right? Because then if you push back against it, they say you hate gay people or you're being a bigot. But they're starting to do it lower and lower to younger and younger kids. And, you know, a kid thinks that he's a truck driver because you tell him about truck drivers, or he wants to be an astronaut or a firefighter. At a certain age, you only know what you're taught and you don't really know who you are. So they're using the LGBTQ plus thing to get into the schools to push it on very young kids who they don't even know their sexuality. I mean, you know, I think her name is Charlize Theron. She's some celebrity. She adopted black kids from Africa and they're like 2, 3, 4, 5, like super young. And she's transgendered them. And they're like, oh, they're women now. And they were boys. And I'm like, you know, this is pretty sick. These kids barely know who they are. And their parents are, you know, trying to change their sexual orientation. It's like gotten to such crazy heights. They're not waiting till you're 18. Even it's like, there's no age that isn't too young for them.
How is that even possible? I was watching a clip of a father. He was talking to his son and he was talking about what mom gets him to do. And his mom is dressing him up as a girl, putting makeup on him. And she's kind of like pushing what she'd like. Okay, she didn't get a daughter now. Maybe she's like, oh, it's unfair. So now I'm going to start to make my son, you know, play the role of a woman. And she's programming him. These things they have a strong impact on the children, and then you end up messing them up as they get older. So we're seeing a lot of this, and now it's like a free for all. It's right. Like these pronoun thing is just exploding. You got like a last time it was like 100, 20, 30 different pronouns and whatnot.
Right. And I think it was Governor Ron DeSantis who removed some books from school. But the reasoning was some of them were like pornography books. They had just straight up sexual like pictures and speeches for young kids. And he removed them out of the school. And they're trying to act like he's a Stalin or Hitler, removing like, you know, really serious books, like, oh, he's book burning and he doesn't believe in free speech. And he's made it clear. He's like, I don't think there should be pornography in a kid's library. And I don't think they should be pushing sexualization on them. Because, you know, at the end of the day, they want to celebrate Pride Month for an entire month, which is like celebrating sodomy and homosexuality. And, you know, straight couples make children and procreate the human race. That's just how it works. You know, we wouldn't even exist without people making babies. So to celebrate a whole month of that, and then behind that, it's not just adults, you know, having like sexual escapades, they're using it to target young children. And it's kind of like with abortion. I have a certain stance on it, but I understand if someone is like, they're trying to figure out when the life starts and they don't understand. But you have certain left wingers now that will say up until birth, you know what I'm saying? Like the mother's pregnant, it's like coming out. And there was one Democrat who basically was saying, if the baby comes out like that, they can make a decision about it. Like they're just talking about slaughtering a half born baby now.
Yeah, this is murder. I mean, this is a life, a human life. It's really crazy. And when you see this happening, there was a clip of I think it was a pastor. I'm not sure 100%, but he was at the board meeting. I don't know if you saw that. And going back to what you were saying about these books, he started reading the book.
Get wet.
Can we, sir? I'm sorry.
Was it something I said? Was it something I said? If you don't want to hear it in a school board meeting, why should children be able to check it out of the school system? You see, we have perverts that are perverting our kids. And you all sit back smug in your chairs and celebrate diversity, equity, and inclusion, but you don't want me to read it so you can hear it. Why? Does it bother you? Yes or no? You can't answer that question. You want to know why? Because politically speaking, you can't say that it's wrong.
And right. He was cut off. He was going into the book, and then somewhere along the lines, they were like, hey, slow down there. Did you see that? And then he said, hey, you expect children to watch, to look at this, to see this, but you can't even hear what I'm saying without even seeing it. Did you see that?
I did see that, yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy that book was in a library for children.
And they're showing, Zach, it's pornography. You're seeing you're seeing pictures of adults coming together and doing goes on in private in your bedroom.
I don't know if you saw Jen Psaki. She was the old press secretary for Joe Biden, but she came out recently and they're starting to figure out that a lot of Muslims in America do not like this, similar to Christians. And she basically was trying to say that the reason Muslims don't like this stuff is because white people are tricking them. And I'm laughing because I'm like, you know, when it comes to Islam and how countries that are truly Islamic or trying to be truly Islamic are dealing, has nothing to do with white people. It's their belief also. So I think they're in for a rude awakening. They tie everything back to white people, like as if, and it's so demeaning, as if there's no other culture or race or religion that can think for themselves, right? That everything has to come back. They think they're being nice when they say stuff like that, but it really just shows that they don't think other people have a mindset or a culture of their own. So they're starting to realize that Muslims do not overall like that.
Yeah, we have a clear boundaries in Islam, which is halal or haram. I don't know if you heard the terms haram. Have you heard the term haram?
Haram, yeah, it means no, haram, don't do it.
Don't do it, it's prohibited, right? Something right. harmful for you. So what's haram and what's halal, permissible, is pretty straightforward. So this is the thing that is clearly defined, it's laid out. And there's no confusion. There's nobody tricking us on that.
I had a Muslim driver that had to drive me like 3 hours in Florida. I had to rush to get to like a different part of it from off a cruise. And I took a very expensive Uber, but I was like, all right, 3-4 hours. I got to make sure this guy is a cool guy because he's driving me for 3 hours. He was a Muslim guy, super cool guy. But we're talking and he starts talking about what's going on with all the rainbow stuff. And I go, that's haram. And he looks back, he goes, how you know about haram? And then he loved me because I said it was haram. And, you know, from then on, it was a great chat. So, he gave me his number and everything, but he was so impressed that I knew haram.
I just did a response to, there was Patrick Ben David and another Christian. I don't know if he's a pastor, Chris, you can help me out. I forgot his name, but they were talking about putting aside Patrick Ben David. I think he was going in the right direction. I don't know your thoughts. And I did I was commending him for this, about putting aside any kind of theological difference, whatever the case, to go ahead and unite, to be a force to be reckoned with, to come up against what's happening to our children. You see this in Canada. There's a big push now, leave our kids alone. What do you think about this?
Yeah, I think that is going to happen. And I think it's a great idea. And, you know, I understand that there are religious differences and, you know, people have a right to their own thoughts and their own culture. But I do think the propaganda in America is what drove up, like, inorganically. I think organically, some people will drive themselves apart, but inorganically, through the war in Iraq and the war in Afghanistan, the anti-Islam propaganda was so strong in America that it drove Christians and Muslims like so far away for decades. And everybody doesn't have to be exactly the same. I'm not saying one world, whatever, but it really was inorganic. And now that that is healing and people are seeing through the propaganda, they're starting to realize that Christians are starting to realize, especially conservative Christians, that Islam are, a lot of people envy the fact that certain countries still hold those values dear and this country doesn't, because Christians have been so weakened that they think that it's only Saudi Arabia, it's only this. And the reality is a lot of these laws between husband and wife, like you can't stay at a hotel, that used to be in Catholic countries also. It's just it isn't anymore. So yeah, I agree completely that people should stand together on this, stand firm in their values. And I think it's a natural occurrence where the media and the powers that be, I think that they know who the threats are against a one world government, against this liberalization of the world. And they know that their two biggest opponents are going to be Islam, you know, the Middle East, and I would say Western Christian countries that hold firm in their values. So I don't think it was a mistake that they drove people so far apart. I think it was coerced because they have to turn the two strong factions that will fight the propaganda against each other in order to conquer.
How can you, it's really ironic. I mean, you have so many different rules and regulations in place, and you have to enlist in the army? You got to be, 18 or 21?
18.
To drink?
I think 18.
To drink, it's 18 or 21?
21.
To drink?
Yeah.
To go to a tattoo parlor and get a tattoo? Can you walk in at 11 years old and get a tattoo?
I think you need a parent.
You need a parent, right?
Right.
Even to go and get your passport, you need, here in Chicago, you need two parents to come in with you. So you need your parents along. And then you can go on with R-rated movies, explicit content, all of this stuff. There's rules and regulations. But why is it now when it comes to taking off a functioning body part, just like if you were to go into see a doctor and you said, hey man, just I want to take this arm off and take my eye out because I feel like I'm a kid comes and says, I feel like I want to be a pirate. You know what I mean? I feel I'm a pirate, you know? So I'm going to put a patch on here. So you got to take my eye out and you want to cut off my arm here. I want to put a hook. What would the doctor? You say, man, get the hell out of here. No, but he would probably, he would definitely not. He would definitely not entertain this. But over here, we're entertaining the fact now that children here and pushing it with the puberty blockers and, you know, giving them time now to think about this and then for helping to facilitate them to go ahead and change their genders.
So somebody sent me this clip of people at a Pride March shouting out, we're here, we're queer, and we're coming for your children. Of course, when they were called out on this, they just said, hey, it's a joke. It's mockery. You know, kind of like the gay men's choir in San Francisco who said the exact same thing. So I get it. You guys like jokes. I've got one for you. Once upon a time, there was a bunch of people that threatened to mess with other people's children. And then when they tried to make good on the attempt, they were brutally mauled beyond recognition by a father who identified as a grizzly bear. See, it's funny because it would be true.
Right.
So for them to have a community into the future, they do need your children. That's how they think. For there to be a homosexual community in 100 years from now, they need straight people's kids because only straight people have children. So they're telling the truth. That's the first thing. They mean what they say.
And I think from a religious perspective, a lot of people think that these rules, like, oh, that's too crazy and they don't want you to be free. But there's a reason that God wants people to be disciplined, because when you lean into the haram, it's like a slippery slope. You know what I'm saying? It starts with this. So you see that with the left, if they were to say, even when they just made gay people get married, if it would have stated that, most of the public probably would have never even noticed because they're too busy working, et cetera. But then it's like, well, now we're going to do it to a 17-year-old. And it's like, now we're going to do it to a 14-year-old. Now we're going to do it to a 10-year-old. Now we're going to do it to a 2-year-old. Now we're going to abort a baby at 7 months, now 9 months, now halfway through birth. And these people can't stop. They're so addicted to the haram lifestyle that they just go further, further and further into it. And it's just crazy. And what you were saying with the identification, it's the same thing with voting. I don't care. I know there's a political debate going on, but when you say, hey, should we have an ID to vote? Because I need an ID to go on a cruise, on a plane, everything ID to get an apartment, anything. And they say, oh, no, it's racist to have that. And people get so caught in the left and the right and the emotion of it that they don't think properly. And it's like, I'm not asking people to be this way or this way or pledge allegiance to some loser political party. Use your common sense. Use the common sense that God gave you. Should, like you said, if you can't get a tattoo when you're 13 years old, should you be able to chop off your genitals at seven? You know what I'm saying? And have a mother try to change your gender at 3 years old? It's nothing to do with politics. It's basic human nature, and people are so clouded that they can't think straight.
Yeah. And I think if you take a higher power out of the equation, you take your creator out of the equation, and you're not living for something greater, And for a greater purpose, you're going to end up, like we were talking about, you're talking about jumping into, you know, debauchery. You're going to jump into experimenting, and there's no guideline. Everything's subjective. So there's no clear guidelines, and they just make things up as you go along. So why not now, right? It's like, who's setting the perimeters?
And I think that in America, a country that really values liberty from government, I think even conservatives are falling into this trap where I call it freedom versus discipline. Mm-hmm. Freedom from government, like concentration camps, is good. You don't want to be in there. Mm-hmm. You don't want them to take over. But discipline is what makes a man great, not freedom. It's discipline. You know, a disciplined fighter, there's a reason he has 8-pack abs. If he has the freedom to eat Cheetos every day. But the reason that he's great is because of his discipline. So I think even a lot of conservatives in America, they lean so hard into like freedom. And yes, from government tyranny, but that's the reason the West, I believe, is failing, is because they don't have discipline and they're too addicted to just saying the word freedom. Technically, freedom means you could change your gender of your 3-year-old like that. You're free, you know? That's so you got to be real careful with what the parameters of society are. And I know you think about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know. It's a family-friendly show. I'm going to kind of describe this as sensitively as possible. But we have to educate our children. We have to educate ourselves because they're educating them to the lifestyle that God doesn't want them to be indulging in. And now with this whole transition thing, and the pronouns and whatnot. You had a person, a man who was, I don't know if you call it a trans, and he was in, I don't know if you saw that clip, he was in the bathroom, a woman's bathroom. So he's dressed as a woman, he's in a woman's bathroom, and he's got his phone out, but then the private part of obviously he's dressed as a woman, but he's got the male genitalia, and you know what I'm saying? Have you seen the clip?
No.
Yeah. Joe Rogan was talking about this. So paint the picture. So he's a man dressed as a woman. He's in a woman's bathroom. And now someone's recording that he's pretty much has a erection.
Oh,
in the woman's bathroom. Right. So he's, this is the kind of things that are happening. What do you think about this?
Yeah, I mean, I guess when you don't have any guidelines for society and anything goes, stuff like that starts happening. They had that at We Spa in Los Angeles, where they had a, you know, biologically born man in the woman section with the junk hanging out, and women were complaining, and they said there's nothing we could do about it. They use this sort of stuff as a shield, and they're very crafty with it. Like, if you disagree with them, you're a racist or a sexist or a bigot, or you must hate them, and you must hate people. So it's a very crafty way of just pushing the envelope further. And the second you try to stop it, then they say that you're being hateful. And, you know, the conservatives in America lose because they move what I call the Overton window, which is like the where it's all happening. It all moves so far left that now if you look at the Republican Party, they're actually further left on this topic than Obama was. When Obama got into office, he said that, you know, a man and a woman is a marriage before he legalized it. Because back in that day, which was only 20 years ago, you couldn't win an election in America if you believed in gay marriage. Even California voted against it less than 20 years ago. So now that's how they work. The media and the culture move so far left that then the opposition to that is still further along the line than it was. That's why I think religion is important and people having strict values, because I'm not surprised this stuff's happening. And, you know, I think the Republican Party doesn't have an answer for it. They just really just turned into the Democrats of like 15 years ago.
How much do you think that the freedom of speech is getting eroded at, and also the freedom of religion now to go ahead and practice your religion? And your religion obviously is against these things. And then also to speak, to use constructively, intelligently, this, what you have in the Constitution, this freedom of speech. How much do you think this is being chipped away at?
Definitely a lot. Like you were saying, during the lockdown, we were experiencing the craziest thing we probably ever seen, which is like you're stuck in your house. You can't go anywhere. You can't run your business. And then just voicing opposition to that, which is normal, they used private companies to shut it down. But now we're finding out that the government was talking to these companies. You know, they're reaching out saying this is illegal, or don't let them do this. So I think it's definitely happening. I do think that there is some more competition on the horizon, but say even Rumble, you know, if they're on the Apple store, they're beholden to Apple. So there's one platform that never bent the knee. Their name is Gab, you know, gab.com, and they call them anti-Semitic because basically there's this rule that if you want to stay on the App Store, you have to play along to a certain speech regulation guideline, and gab.com never did it. So they got kicked off the whole App Store. Now the only way to find them is on a browser, but anyone, including Rumble, including, you know, these free speech advocates, there's a certain game that you have to play to stay on the App Store. And if you're not on Apple App Store, it's hard to, you can't really compete with social media. So yeah, there's a lot of little tricks they have, I think, to control the paradigm of what you can and can't say.
So far, are we doing okay with what we can, what we can and can't say?
Oh no, yeah, you're good for sure. I think I've been fine over the last couple of years. I'm always pretty thoughtful about what I say, as long as you're just not like aggressively freaking out over like crazy topics. To me, they do censor some stuff, but a lot of people are a little sloppy with it, you know, as long as you're not super sloppy.
Okay. Let's get into a couple more things I want to talk about. This lab-grown meat. Can you talk about that? Fill us in on what's going on with the lab-grown meat.
Yes. So I guess they found a way to grow meat in a lab. You know, I don't understand the scientific process, but it's not real. You know, it's not like a cow giving birth to a cow and you eat it.
It's so, fake. It's obviously fake, huh?
Well, they claim it's real meat, but it's...
They're claiming it's real?
Well, I wouldn't consider it real, but... And also they'll claim it's safe and, you know, it's safe and effective and it's going to save the world from climate change or whatever the thing is. But, you know, there's a certain beauty to nature. There's a certain beauty to like a bunch of bees creating a honeycomb, and you look at it and it looks so beautiful. It's like the perfect shape, right? And then the honey's got all these nutrients, and now you're just taking a cow and somehow growing its meat in a lab, and it's very weird, and I don't want any part of it personally, but to each their own.
Yeah, this is, again, something going off from the natural way. And when you go away from the natural way, the way that God Almighty has put things in order, then you have disorder. And I don't see, and always it's always masqueraded in something positive is good, but then you see just all of these destructive things that happen after that. It becomes like a big business. People right. benefiting over people's health and not really taking those things into consideration.
And I won't say too much because I know it's a topic, like I don't have problems with this because I word it properly, but I think with climate change, they're going to do very similar stuff that they did with COVID, which is basically like, you can't question the data, right? You know, this is the science, don't question it or else we'll kick you off. I think they're going to do that same sort of thing. And part of that equation is they're saying that, you know, cows are and farms are a problem. And in certain European countries, they're starting to shut down farmland and tell farmers, you know, you're causing climate. But without saying too much, you look at the world and say a country like Ireland or Netherlands, their impact on the world is very small compared to America or China. So this idea that that's even going to, you know, make a dent in the science is nuts. But I guess that's their thought, is like, we got to start with us and then everyone else will follow.
Aren't these the same people who are saying follow the science and now they can't determine if a man's a man, a woman's a woman?
Right. I mean, it's definitely pretty, if you're paying attention, it's obvious that they can't do basic math or science yet. They're the experts.
Have you heard, I'm going to teach you another term, shaitan. Have you heard this term, shaitan? Shaitan will be equivalent to, this is the master deceiver, Iblis, the devil. Then you have underneath the shaitan, you have little shayateen. So this is the devil and the satanic forces, we would say, working.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
To misguide humanity.
Right.
Yeah. So let's finish off here with one more thing that you also, you discussed. You talked about Andrew Tate getting framed. So being a news analyst and reporting on many of these things, what was your conclusion to the whole Andrew Tate being locked up in Romania? What have you concluded?
Yeah, I don't think he's a human trafficker. I think he's probably done what would be considered haram. You know, I don't know for sure, but his whole like little
definitely, that's no shadow of a doubt. You know, that webcam, all of that stuff, that is definitely those things are haram. Yes, from the past, yeah.
And listening to him, because I like Andrew Tate, I think he's super interesting to listen to. And I think they're mad at him because he basically awoken a lot of young men into not being pathetic. But listening to him and, you know, his brother, I like both of them. They have a lot of pride in their past. And I think that was kind of an error. Just to, like, it's one thing to everybody makes mistakes and everyone does stuff. But like, they're so proud of like scamming men and lying to them. And they just always were talking about that on podcasts. But here's the thing, it's not human trafficking. A lot of people, they're glorifying it, I think, for the podcast realm, but a lot of these OnlyFans women have guys that are doing the messaging. You know, it's a full-blown business, so that's not actually that unusual. And as far as flying women and doing stuff, it was not human trafficking, in my opinion. I don't think they were flying women against their will. I think a lot of women wanted to do it. They wanted to hang out with them. It's just the way they talked about it. They talked about it so often and so recklessly that they're using anything that they can get against them and trying to frame them on it. So I don't think they're guilty of human trafficking. Although I think it was just a bad move of them being like, you know, lie to these women and bang them and make them love you. Then you do them into the webcam. Just kind of dumb to just say that publicly so many times. But in a court, I mean, saying something dumb doesn't mean you trafficked like women for that reason. So I do think that if they had never gotten famous and woken up a lot of young men, I don't know that they would be charged like this personally. I think I hope that they get a fair court for sure.
Yeah, that was interesting that because you have a lot of people who will do things for likes, for shares, for, you know, in the social media realm, just to be as outlandish as possible. And you have people who are saying and doing far worse things. I mean, equally in Islam, these things are obviously haram, right? But we do believe that people can change for the better. We want people to change for the better. That's how the world becomes a better place. When people leave off things like that, OnlyFans and pornography and all of these, the life of debauchery, this is something that I really, you know, Islam is about worshiping one God and being morally upright. Very simple foundation that you live your life on, and you're conscious of your creator at all times. You make a mistake, you turn back, you ask for forgiveness, and that's how we should be as a society. When somebody's, you know, trying to change for the better, not to push them back and hold them to their past for the rest of their life. If they're saying, right, hey, I'm done with that, why are you going to keep bringing it up over and over and trying to not help someone to grow? So that's the ironic thing.
Yeah, and if you read the court case, like, this is the problem too. Like, a lot of people who hate Andrew Tate, they'll just see the headline. And
I'm obviously a Muslim. I'm Islamic. What most people don't understand about a lot of the Islamic world is that a lot of these things are outlawed, right?
And I even see both sides of politics. They're saying, why is Tucker Carlson interviewing a human trafficker?
This is America's most famous admiral.
You know, it's such an important issue for our youth and adults. As you said, some of these laws are actually extending into adulthood. You know, we often say that gender-affirming care is health care, mm-hmm. gender-affirming care is mental health care, yes. And gender-affirming care is literally suicide prevention care. Would that be your view as well?
I 100% agree.
I want to actually genuinely give my heartfelt condolences to any young person who falls for this crap, because you're going to be so miserable for the rest of your life. If you chop off your genitals, take a whole bunch of chemicals as a teenager, you are going to be miserable for the rest of your life.
Yes.
You're never going to be the person you want to be. You're never going to be accepted as that person. You're never going to feel happy inside. If you fall for this, I genuinely feel sorry for you.
Even right-wingers said that, and I'm like, you guys are so pathetic. Like, he can't interview people. Now you're trying to blacklist an interview. Tucker can interview whoever he wants, and even if Tate was guilty of that, I don't think he is, he could still be interviewed. That's what the journalism is for. But you read the court case, and the headline versus the, you know, the gist of it just isn't adding up. Like, a lot of these accusations are so flimsy. I think in a fair court that the Tate brothers will be innocent. So hopefully they get that. I don't know how Romania works, but yeah, I mean, It's rough going through all
yeah,
that.
How do you see that playing out now? So they got they were in the Romanian dungeon for several months there. Was it like 3 months, something like that? And now they're on house arrest. And then right at the end, before the time expired, they threw some charges on them. I think it was something with getting girls to do the TikTok videos and taking their money, something like that. And I don't know what else. I don't know if you remember. So
I haven't seen the new charges. I remember the original ones that got them locked up, but I haven't been following. Uh-huh. It seems like they're throwing the kitchen sink at them.
Yeah.
I hope they have good lawyers, and I can't imagine what the courts are like in Romania. Hopefully they're fair, but I hope that they get off. And I'm not buying the whole story. Although I think that some of the stuff they were saying is definitely not good, but I don't think it's not trafficking. You know, mm-hmm. saying if anything, it's like there's women who have played men and, you know, dated them for their money and stuff and went on a bunch of trips and then broke up with them. Is that evil? Yes. Is it illegal? You know what I'm saying? To lie to somebody and deceive them. I don't think that's trafficking. So we'll mm-hmm. see like TikTok videos. It's not human trafficking.
And you had some of these women. I mean, this is the thing that obviously any kind of if you have, it kind of takes away from people who are really being abused and really being targeted and defenseless human beings, women, be it rather men or women, but in this case, women. But it kind of takes away because it seems like some of these women from who are alleged victims, you have one group saying we're not victims, and they're saying you guys can't pretty much think for yourself, so we're gonna use you here on our side, the prosecutor side. Then you have the others who have also made these allegations, I believe, against other men. And then you had the London case not too long ago. You have men being accused of certain things, and then you had then what happens is they get their whole lives ruined, pretty much. You know, they get this sticks with them their whole life, but then later they get exonerated, they're free, but this stigma still stays with them. They're destroyed for life.
Right. Yeah. Without playing the victim, I think men always get the worst end of court cases, especially in marriage, et cetera. Mm-hmm. You know, the man is always being treated a little rougher. And with them, I mean, we just experienced the biggest like human trafficking scandal with the Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell thing in America. And none of the media seems really that concerned about that. None of the presidential candidates are running on that. To suggest that Andrew Tate and Tristan Tate is the big story is clearly not. You know, they're just super, super famous. I think Andrew became like the most famous person in the world. And, you know, when you get that big, people come out of the woodworks, and it's just like getting a lot of money. Then all of a sudden people from your past start suing you, and all of a sudden they have a problem. I don't think a lot of this stuff would have came to light if Andrew never got so big and famous. And to be fair, obviously this is maybe a bigger charge than some others are charged with, but that happens very often. Whenever anyone makes a lot of money publicly, every weasel from the past starts coming out saying, oh, I want a piece of that pie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, that was pretty much brought us up to speed on some of the things that are going on, some of the things that you've covered. If people want to go ahead and look into some more of the news, get some, because they're fed up with all the lies from the mainstream media. And you take, how do you do it? What's your procedure? How do you encourage people to do the critical thinking, you know, to practice these critical thinking skills, to kind of do what you do? What kind of formula would you give?
I would say just try to use common sense, because what I'm starting to see now, and maybe it's just my atmosphere, is a lot of people became politically active, right? They saw what was going on and they became politically active. But when it comes to the two-party system, although I do believe one is slightly better than the other and living in reality a little more, there's a lot of traps and tricks in the two-party American system. So what I don't want people to do is like they get so excited and then they become what they hate, and then they become biased, and then they become brainwashed by the Republican Party instead of the Democratic Party, and they don't critically think then too. So I think people have to be really open-minded, because there is a lot of like, you know, influencer traps where if you get in a new echo chamber, they start feeding you just like one-sided stuff. So for me, it's been tough this last year too, because a lot of my peers that I thought were very honest and stuff, I realized they're the fake version of the other side. So if you pay attention, just always try to, you know, not be too emotional over politicians. They're like car salesmen, you know, they're not your religious leader. They're not your family member. They're a politician. So just have critical thinking skills, really think about it, and don't be afraid to challenge what you hear from any news station, because I think a lot of new age people that kind of took over the mainstream media, in my view, not to be pessimistic or anything, but they're just as fake as the old guard. And now a lot of people are falling for that. So, you know, just don't be overly like culty about any politician or political thing. And then just check out the story, see what you think. Sometimes I feel like people who get so immersed into politics, you're almost better not to, right? It's not good to be ignorant. You don't want to be lied to, but I think there's a lot of traps out there. So, you know, I try to do my best to educate people and bring the truth there, but it's a crazy world of social media. I'm sure you know, it's like you can get caught in an algorithm really quick. And sometimes it's just like a hamster wheel loop. So I try to even avoid that myself, because I get trapped in it sometimes too, just looking at certain issues.
Yeah. Anomaly, thank you. Thank you for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure. And maybe I'll have you on the show one time. We can weigh in on some topics that you're good at.
Sounds good. Thank you, brother. Take care.
Appreciate you.
All right. Peace.
Our brother in Islam, Eddie from The Dean Show, is creating the Dean Center, which is a masjid and a dawah center, which is going to help non-Muslims learn about Islam, inshallah. And the most beautiful thing about this is that we can all be a part of this. We can all take part in earning rewards from this simply by donating whatever we can to make this a reality, which is beautiful. Let's do that, all right? Let's click this link. Let's donate what we can, and let's make this a reality, inshallah.
I cannot leave without giving you a gift. If you're not yet Muslim and you're tuning in to see what these Muslims are talking about, and you like a free copy of the Quran, go ahead and visit thedeanshow.com. We'll take care of the postage and everything and get it delivered to you. And if you still have some questions about Islam, call us at 1-800-662-4752. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.